Quarters?
I was, but I'm not exactly confined now. Can't tell her that. Yes. I'm so sorry that you're going through this ordeal. I need her to see that I'm all right, so she doesn't continue to worry. Look at me and listen to what I'm telling you, Allison. Really hear my words. It's okay. How can it be? She doesn't understand now, but she will soon.
Wesleyan, you're done here.
I have to go. Stay strong. Everything is going to be fine. We embrace one another and she whispers, "You stay strong." I wish I could tell Ellison the whole story so that she can comprehend that I'm truly all right. But that'll come later, when I have time to explain everything.
Chapter 11. Kieran Henry. Wesleyan didn't tell Ellison that I'd claimed her, or that we were going to be married. I thought she'd be eager to share the news with one of her best friends. You didn't say anything about us.
You gave me 2 minutes with her. I couldn't throw that kind of information at her when I didn't have time to explain the situation from start to end. In case you've forgotten, she isn't fellowship. She wouldn't understand anything about our marriage treaty. There was no way to make her comprehend in a matter of a couple of minutes why I'd agreed to something like that. She'd have been even more worried instead of less.
I guess.
You could have given me more time with her, especially if you wanted me to talk about us and everything that has happened.
You're angry with me. I hear it in her clipped tone.
I'm annoyed.
I love that she feels she can be honest and tell me such things. People are typically afraid of saying something to offend me.
2 minutes wasn't enough time to say much of anything.
Try to understand my position. I couldn't risk your friend convincing you that marrying me is a mistake.
It wouldn't matter if she successfully convinced me or not. What's done between us is done, and I can't take it back. I'm yours, Kieran.
I love hearing her say that she's mine. Yes, you are. I'll pull her into my arms and press a kiss to her lips. Would you like to shower before bed?
I would love a shower.
I thought so. She didn't seem to be much of a fan of post-coital body fluids. But it's something that she'll need to get used to. There's going to be a lot of that swapped between us. Is it okay if I join you? I could use a shower myself. She nibbles her bottom lip and nods.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like Nan to change the sheets while we bathe? Wesleyan's cute little nose scrunches.
I hate for her to have to do that, but I don't want to sleep on blood-stained sheets tonight.
She won't mind. I kiss the top of her head. Go start the shower, and I'll be there after I call Nan. Wesleyan is massaging the thick white lather into her hair when I enter the shower. I was planning to do that for you.
Do what?
Shampoo your hair.
You want to wash my hair?
Aye. I've never done it before, and I'd like to do that for you. It seems like something special you do for your wife.
Okay, if you want.
She turns so that she's facing away from me. Have at it. I squeeze additional shampoo into my palm and massage it into her hair, creating a huge ball of white lather. I don't have much in the fingernail department since I keep them trimmed short, but I use what I have to scratch her scalp. Does that feel good?
Mm-hmm. I love your hair. The color, how long it is, the way you wear it.
How soft it feels compared to mine.
Yours is very different from mine.
She turns around and reaches for the top of my head.
Aye, that is some thick, coarse hair you have there, sir. I don't think you'll ever go bald.
Yours is like silk, very feminine.
I was surprised when I saw your mother's fair hair and eyes.
Most people are. We're total opposites, but I think my eyes are shaped like hers. Wait until you see my sister. She looks like Daenerys Targaryen.
Her hair is lighter than your mother's?
Hair is so blonde it's almost white. Yes, and her eyes are an even paler blue.
Why haven't I met your sister?
I'm ashamed of Shaw's behavior right now. No Hendry should be acting the way she is. Shaw's pissed off at the world right now. She's lashing out like a child.
How old is she?
18.
18 is a child. And for the record, I'd probably have done the same if I'd been told 5 years ago that I was going to be handed over to another brotherhood to marry a man I'd never met. Perhaps you shouldn't be so hard on her.
It's true. I've been stern with her, probably more so than I needed to be, but it's because I don't want Westland to think poorly of her. I've forbidden Shaw from having contact with you until she pulls herself together, and don't want you to meet her while she's behaving badly. She's a sweet lass, just young and strong-willed.
I don't dislike strong-willed. I'm a little bit that way myself.
Yes, you are. You and Shaw are a lot alike in that way. You're alike in a lot of ways, actually.
I look forward to meeting her.
I hope that she accepts her fate soon. I'm sure Thane will expect us to deliver her into Mitch's care as soon as the final agreement is made. It'll complicate things if Jamie or Mitch refuses to marry her because of her behaviour. And I don't like complications.
Jamie loves Ellison. He isn't going to marry Shaw. And I don't think you really want your sister to be married to a man who loves another woman. Mitch is unattached. She should marry him.
Mitch is the second son of the leader. His position is more ideal than your brother's.
Jamie will never have a chance at being leader. He knows that, and he doesn't care. He would much rather be a doctor. Mitch will one day be second in command. He would be the better choice if you want Shaw to be married to someone who takes leadership seriously.
We'd prefer that.
My father was second in command. It isn't a bad place to be.
You know what else isn't a bad place to be?
Tell me.
In this shower, with you. I wrap my arms around Westland from behind and glide my hands over her wet skin to palm her breasts and kiss the side of her neck. Your hair isn't the only thing I'm fond of. She leans against me, pressing her wet back against my front, and covers my hands with hers.
What else are you fond of?
Of a deep appreciation for these. I move my hand from one breast to cup her between her legs, gliding my middle finger into the center of her split and finding that hardened nub. And I love this. The pace of her breathing increases when I push my finger back and forth, flicking her clit.
You are so good at that.
Come for me again. Tonight is all about Westland and her pleasure, laying the groundwork for the intimate relationship I want to have with her from this night forward. Turning my intended into a willing, wanting, always ready for sex vixen. I introduce another finger, and change to a twitchy side-to-side motion. Is that good? Her hips buck against my hand.
Oh, God.
I'll take that as a yes.
Yes. Fuck yes.
More bucking, squirming, writhing.
I'm coming.
Boss? No fucking way, no fucking way a brother is brave enough to enter my quarters without permission. No fucking way a brother is standing at the entrance to my bathroom while I'm in the shower with Westland, standing there like some kind of dumb fucker while I rub her off. I cover Westland's mouth with my free hand and smother her moans. We twist and I shield her naked body with mine so she can't be seen by this dumb asshole. Get the fuck out of here now! My apologies, boss. You didn't answer your phone. The man's voice is trembling. Because I'm in the fucking shower. With my mate. Your father sent for you. Says it's an emergency. My father knows I'm with Westland, claiming her, sealing our bond, locking in our future with the fellowship. He knows how pivotal this moment is. He wouldn't have sent for me unless it's urgent. Again. Where is my father? The conference room. Tell him that I'll be right there. Yes, sir. Westland turns in my arms and I grasp the sides of her face. We'll pick up with this when I return.
I don't know what has happened, but I assume it's not good. If you have to go out to solve a problem, please be careful.
Her plea sounds like that of a true mate. I'm always careful, doll. I place a quick kiss against her mouth and step out of the shower, not even taking time to dry off before putting the same clothes back on. I'm adjusting my tie when I enter the conference room. A leader can never be seen appearing less than professional.
I was beginning to wonder if you were going to be able to stop fucking your new mate long enough to join us, Maddock says. I bet it was difficult to tear yourself away from that pussy.
My brother always likes to see how far he can push me.
I gave him plenty of leeway, but that's over when it comes to whistling. Because you're my brother, I'm going to allow you that one transgression against my mate, but heed my warning. Never say my mate's name and the word pussy in the same sentence again, or you'll be sorry.
Damn, my brother is ready to defend the honor of a woman. Her pussy must be pure magic, he grins. I didn't say her name.
I warned him, and yet he's continuing to push me where Weslin is concerned. I can't let that go. I charge across the room and grab Maddock around the throat, pulling him from his chair and shoving him against the wall. I told you not to address my mate in that manner.
Shite, Kiernan! Maddock was just fucking around,
Calder says.
You're choking him!
I'm not fucking around with you. There's a growl to my voice. Not when it comes to her.
Calm the fuck down,
Calder says. He places his hand on my shoulder.
He was kidding.
I release my hold on Maddock's throat and shove him toward his seat. Do not disrespect my mate again, even in jest. My brother reaches for the front of his throat.
You're out of your fucking mind over that woman.
Kieran is taking his role as her mate seriously, just as he should. This makes me very proud. I straighten my suit, and then Maddock and I join our father and other brothers at the table. I immediately know something has gone down when I see the expression on my father's face. We have another fucking problem.
Another?
Carson says. Your brother and I had to handle a situation this morning involving several Order members.
And Golden Boy has ensured that they'll no longer be a problem?
My brothers are jealous of the dependency our father has on my skills. It's true, I'm a huge asset to our brotherhood, but they don't understand the burden that goes along with it. They only see the glory and praise, never the pain and suffering. Kieran fixed that problem, and now, 12 hours later, we have another. 2 dead Order women were dumped on our doorstep 30 minutes ago. The women were 19 and 21 years old, sisters. Their father is devastated and demanding blood. Fellowship blood. I feel inclined to defend Westland's brotherhood. Of course, their father deserves justice, but not against the Fellowship. They didn't do this. They don't attack women. Agreed. Harming women is the M.O. of the Order. I'm relieved to hear my father say that.
Are you saying that brothers from the Order killed 2 of their own women to frame the Fellowship?
Maddock's voice is raw and hoarse. Perhaps I choked him a little too hard. That's exactly what I'm saying.
They hate the Fellowship badly enough to do something that despicable?
Carson is the youngest and hasn't been around brotherhood issues much. He sometimes fails to understand all the evil that goes along with it. Absolutely.
How do we prove it?
The 4 men who brought the dead sisters to our doorstep are dumb fucks. They didn't even cover their faces. I have them on video. My father holds up a remote, and the video begins playing on the large flat screen. I don't know who they are, but one is marked. He zooms in on the neck of one of the men. There, behind his ear, he wears the symbol of the Order. Someone will know who they are. I think it's time we hold another meeting with our new people, all of them, to demonstrate what happens when someone commits treason. I'm going to put out the word that we are having a party tomorrow night. Every member of the Order must be in attendance. When it's over, everyone is going to have a full understanding of the way things are going to be from now on. They won't dare to cross us again. There are many Order members working inside the compound. I'm concerned one of them might try to harm Weslin. I think it's wise to keep her by my side until this is handled. I know it goes against our plan, and you're not going to like it, but I think Weslin needs to return to the Fellowship until we tend to our affairs within the Order. No fucking way. She is my mate, mine to protect. She will stay by my side. No other way makes sense. I did not claim her only to return her to the Fellowship. Whistling is yours to protect, and that's exactly what you'll be doing by sending her back to her people for safekeeping until this problem is rectified. My father hesitates. You'll be apart for no more than a few days. I'll appear weak in their eyes if I send her back for the purpose of protection. No, son. They'll see you for the strong leader you are. The leader who does what is necessary to protect your mate, even when that means admitting that the safest place for her may be somewhere other than next to you. That's not how this feels. This will be a different situation if we were dealing with the Syndicate. We'd have security we trusted, but this is the Order, and your mate is Fellowship. She's hated. She may not be safe here until we use our iron fist to take control of this Brotherhood. What if the Fellowship won't let me have Westland back? What then? That isn't going to happen. You've had her. Damn right I've had her, and I'm not done having her. It's possible you've already sealed your bond. They won't refuse to return your claimed mate to you. I won't give her up. If I have to perch on top of Thane's house and snipe every Fellowship brother down, I will. I trust that it won't come down to that. Whistling Breckenridge is mine. I will go to fucking war with the Order, the Fellowship, or whoever for her, if I must.
Chapter 12. Westland Breckenridge. I stand in the closet and look through the pieces of lingerie hanging there. Another ivory silk gown, a black one, a red, a floral. Some of it is downright naughty, and I'm excited about wearing it, but after I've had more time with Kieran. I'm not brave enough to go there just yet. I'm slipping into the black silk gown, no panties, when there's a knock at the door. Who is it? Kieran's sister. He told me that she isn't supposed to have contact with me until her behavior changes. I somehow think showing up at the door while Kieran is gone isn't a good indicator that has happened. I put on the gown's matching robe. Hurry up and let me in. I open the door and a streak of white blonde hair darts into Kieran's suite. Shaw Hendry is the complete opposite of Kieran in every way. Tiny, fair, delicate. She's easily one of the most unique beauties I've ever seen. Are you Westland Breckenridge, from the Fellowship? I am. Thank God I was able to get to you while the Council is meeting. I'm Shaw, and it's lovely to meet you. I'm sorry to ambush you this way, but my brother is being a total asshole about introducing us. This isn't what Kieran ordered. His sister is blatantly going against his orders, and I'm afraid that's going to cause a problem. It's nice to meet you too, but I don't want Kieran to be angry because you're here. Oh, fuck Kieran! I think I recall saying something very similar not so long ago. I'm here because I need to talk to you. She crosses her arms. In case you don't know, I'm the other half of the marriage treaty. I'm being forced to marry a Breckenridge. Kieran told me, and he says that you aren't happy about it. Fuck no, I'm not happy. I'm mad as hell. Aren't you? I was. She looks bewildered by my answer. How can you not still be pissed off? Our circumstances are different. I had no prospects for a husband from within my brotherhood. I never had the intention to marry a Fellowship man. Of course, I wasn't happy about being kidnapped and threatened and told who I was going to marry, but it turns out that I think Kieran and I are compatible. I've been raising hell for a week, but I don't think I'm going to get out of marrying Jamie or Mitch. I hope she doesn't prefer Jamie over Mitch. You won't marry my brother. Jamie's already in love with someone. He will not give her up, even for the good of the Brotherhood. Then that leaves me with Mitch. I need to know everything about him, good or bad. I want to hear it all, because I'm losing my mind thinking about marrying a man whom I've never met. Kieran says that Shaw has been irrational, but I see only a scared girl. Mitch is kind and considerate and respectful. He's slow to anger, but once he gets there, you better look out, because he's a beast. He may be the second-born son, but he is strong and loyal and dutiful to the Brotherhood. How old is he? Just turned 24. Is he hideous-looking? Please don't lie or sugarcoat it. I can't control my laughter. No, Mitch is a handsome man. Tall, muscular, fit, dark hair, deep brown eyes, but not nearly as dark as Kieran's. Mitch's are a rich shade of brown, like warm chocolate. All of the Fellowship women think he's very good-looking. They'd all love to be claimed by him, but he's never found one to interest him. He's not gay. No, Mitch is definitely not gay. I don't think I'd mind him being gay. At least then he wouldn't want to have sex with me. She frowns and shakes her head. I just can't imagine doing it for the first time, or any time, with a man I don't know. It sounds crazy, and I don't know how to explain it, but being intimate with Kieran doesn't feel like being with a stranger. I don't understand how that's possible. He is a stranger. You've just met. We have this crazy, intense sexual chemistry. It's out of this world. I guess it fuels a relationship. I'm not sure what will happen between us after it plateaus. Don't be fooled by my brother. He can be sweet when he wants to be, but he's an asshole when it comes to women. She doesn't know the half of it. They fall all over him like he's some kind of king, and he doesn't care whose heart he breaks as long as he gets what he wants. Your brother has already clearly demonstrated what an asshole he can be, and I showed him what a bitch I can be. But we've talked and come to an understanding. What kind of understanding? If we must be married for the good of our brotherhoods, we're going to make the best of it. Our marriage is going to be real. Kieran has already claimed you? Yes. You are a virgin? I was. Was it horrible? This poor girl looks terrified. No, I liked it. I can't stop my grin from spreading. I liked it a lot. I hate asking you because it was with my brother, but what was it like? Have your friends not told you about being claimed? None of my friends have been claimed, and I'm not allowed to associate with girls who would allow men to bed them. My parents have sheltered me. Wow. This girl really has been guarded by Lennox and Arabella. I know the feeling all too well. My father threatened every brother within the Fellowship with severe mangling or death if they so much as looked my way. Same. The men of the Syndicate acted as though I didn't exist. I don't know if it's because they found me revolting or because they feared the wrath of my father and my brothers. The only daughter with four very large older brothers. I can see where that would be intimidating for a boy who was interested in Shaw. You're a beautiful girl. Surely you must know that no man could possibly find you revolting. She shrugs. I have no way of really knowing when they avoid me like the plague. I can promise you that Mitch will not find you revolting. He'll think you're the most beautiful girl he's ever seen. They'll make a very cute couple. You haven't told me what the claiming was like. Please, I need someone besides my mother to tell me what's going to happen. It's awkward telling my young sister-in-law about being claimed, and it's more awkward to tell her that I was really into it because her brother made me so horny. Definitely need to tone that part down. Kieran wanted to make it good for me. He went slow and was gentle. I won't lie to you, it still hurt, but not for long. A minute at most. The pleasure made me forget about the brief moment of pain. I know his duty was to seal your bond. Do you think he did? Maybe. I'm not sure about the timing because I haven't been keeping up with my cycles. If it didn't happen, I suspect it will soon. It'll be Mitch's duty to seal our bond as soon as possible, but I don't want to have a baby right now. Do you? I prefer to wait, but I'm okay with it if it happens. Actually, after being around Sin and Blue's babies, I might be more than okay with it. I'm not okay with it, not even a little. Your feelings might change if things go well between you and Mitch. Do you really think things could go well between us? If you'd asked me before tonight, I'd have said no. But after being claimed by Kieran, I know it could go very well. Shaw is younger, but her circumstances are different than mine. Better in a lot of ways. She's been told by her family what's going to happen. She'll be delivered to Mitch, not stolen by him, or threatened. Her family is encouraging this union. Her marriage to Mitch has real potential. If anyone understands your uneasiness, it's me. I truly believe that you could be happy with Mitch, especially if you're inclined to make it work, even a small bit. The door opens, and Kieran stills when he sees Shaw.
What the fuck are you doing in here?
His voice is a roar, a growl, so loud it's nearly deafening.
I ordered you not to have contact with Wesley until I said was permitted.
Shaw stands in place, saying nothing. I think terrified, or pissed off. I can't decide which, but I feel the need to shield her from Kieran's wrath. Don't be angry. She just wanted to meet her new sister-in-law.
It's okay. You don't have to protect me from this asshole. Watch your mouth, Shaw. Despite what you may think, you're not too big or old for me to belt.
You're not my father.
And you'd better be damn glad of that, because I wouldn't overlook your bullshit as he does.
Shaw bats her lashes and grins.
I have Dad wrapped around my little finger, don't I?
Not for much longer. Your arse is getting carted off to the Fellowship in 4 days.
In 4 days?
The color leaves Shaw's face.
You're lying, trying to piss me off for disobeying your order to keep away from your fiancé. And all because I have a brain and an opinion about what I want for my life.
You were born into the wrong family if you want to call the shots in your life. And I'm not lying. You're going to the Fellowship in 4 days.
We'll fucking see about that.
Shaw marches toward the door and yanks it open, slamming it closed on her way out.
That's the reason I forbid her from seeing you. I knew she would behave like a brat.
She's upset, and she has every right to be. No one wants to be told what they must do, and even more so when it involves marriage and sex. I bet you didn't react well to being told, you must marry me.
I damn sure wasn't happy, but I didn't throw a temper tantrum.
She's an 18-year-old girl who has been with her mother her whole life. You're a 28-year-old man who was taken from your mother and reared by your father and grandfather to become a powerful leader. Big difference.
True. And Mum has coddled her. I love Shaw, but she can be a brat when she doesn't get her way.
She's the baby, and the only daughter with 4 older brothers.
I'd be shocked if she weren't spoiled and bratty. Enough about Shaw. There are more pressing things to discuss.
Kieran takes my hand in his and tugs.
Come, we need to talk.
We need to talk. Nothing good has ever followed those words. I sit next to Kieran on the bed, and he cups his hands around mine.
2 older women were killed and dumped on the steps of our compound tonight. Some of the brothers have come forth and placed blame on the Fellowship. They demand blood.
The Fellowship didn't do that. You have to make them understand that it had to have been another brotherhood. Neither Thane nor Sin would have ordered that. It's not our way.
It wasn't another brotherhood. It was the Order.
Are you sure? I know the Order is ruthless, but that would mean that they killed 2 of their own women to frame the Fellowship.
That takes a special kind of evil. The stupid fuckers who dumped the bodies were caught on camera. We've not identified them, but we've studied the video. One of them was inked in the space behind his ear with the mark of the Order.
These people are monsters. And I'm going to be married to the man who leads them. What if he and his father can't reform them? That's more than a little frightening.
A plan has been set into motion to reveal the traitors before the entire Brotherhood. It's happening tomorrow night.
Good. They deserve everything they get.
Something else to discuss. I asked, or rather I told, the Fellowship that I wanted 3 days with you and Ellison so that I could choose which one of you I wanted as my wife. Technically, that time won't be up until Monday night, but I'm taking you back early.
I don't understand. He's claimed me as his mate. Why?
I need you to be in a safe place when our plan plays out, and that's not here.
What's going to happen? Kieran looks at me, saying nothing, looking so torn. I'm not the enemy.
It's not that I don't trust you.
Then what is it?
I wanted more time for you to come to know me before I told you who I am to my brotherhood and what I do.
He has that same pained expression as he had this morning. Are you talking about your contribution to the Brotherhood?
Aye.
I'm not a stranger to contributions and what they are.
Sinclair's a lawyer. Mitch is an accountant. Jamie's a doctor. I'm none of those things.
I never thought you were. Kieran grimaces and lowers his face, breaking our eye contact. Whatever it is, you can tell me. I promise it'll be okay. He lifts his face and our eyes connect again. I'm an assassin. I have one job, and it's to kill anyone who becomes a problem for the Brotherhood. Fuck. That's not what I expected to hear. This morning's killing wasn't unplanned? You went there to gun down those men? They were a problem for us, and I took care of them. And you're going to take care of the men who killed those women and dumped them here to frame the Fellowship? I am. Along with anyone else who tries to be an obstacle in setting this Brotherhood on a better course. Tomorrow night could turn into a bloodbath, but no Order member will walk away unclear about the way this Brotherhood is going to function going forward. You've killed a lot of people? Yes. How many? I don't keep account, because it's better if I don't know. Some brothers are proud of their kills. They proudly display the numbers with ink on their skin. I've never understood that. How long have you been doing it? My first kill was 10 years ago. Only 18 when he took his first life. Still a kid. Killing bothers you? I could see how deeply affected he was when he returned from shooting those men. I'm not immune to taking lives. If I ever am, then I've become a savage animal who should be put down. I'm surprised by how much those words disturb me. Don't say that. An executioner is always in danger of losing his empathy and humanity. I don't want to become that person. I won't let that happen. My question for you is this. Can you accept a killer as your husband? You aren't defined by your contribution. I lean forward and place a kiss against his lips. I will accept you as my husband, just the way you are. I'm a dreadful person who does vile things. He closes his eyes and presses his forehead to mine. I don't deserve you. I slide off the side of the bed and crawl on top of him, one leg on each side of his hips, and wrap my arms around his shoulders. I want to make him forget about who he is and what he does. Let's not talk about it anymore. I move my hips and grind against his growing erection. In fact, let's spend the rest of the night not talking at all. Kieran and I are already in the back seat when Ellison is escorted out to join us. She immediately reaches out to me for a hug. Oh my God, Wes, I'm so relieved that you're in this car. Not one word is said by anyone during the drive home. I can't bring myself to talk to Kieran in a casual manner in front of Ellison. And I also can't speak to Ellison as though I'm still a captive in front of Kieran. I hide my left hand from Ellison beneath my leg. It's a precarious predicament. Kieran may be silent, but his possessive hold on my thigh speaks volumes. It tells me how much he hates taking me back, how much he's going to hate being apart for the next few days. And I feel the same. Lennox phoned Thane to tell him that Kieran was bringing us home, and I'm not surprised to see the Fellowship Council standing in front of the house, awaiting our return. The car stops, and I expect Ellison to jump out and run to Jamie, but she doesn't. Not even when Niall opens the door. Kieran looks at me and then to her.
You're free to go, Miss McAllister.
Ellison slides over and gets out of the car, but I stay behind. Come on, Wes, let's go.
Miss Breckenridge and I need a private moment. She'll join you in a minute.
Ellison doesn't move.
Go, Miss McAllister. Now.
Kieran motions for Niall to shut the door. The instant it closes, he pulls me into his arms.
I don't want to leave without you. It feels wrong.
I don't want to be separated from you either. I had no idea I could develop an attachment to someone so quickly.
I'm coming for you in 3 days. And I'm not leaving Fellowship property without you.
I'll be ready. He holds the side of my face and kisses me like crazy. Like he may never see me again. Until Wednesday, Kieran. He kisses my forehead.
Until Wednesday. Call me if you need anything. Anything at all.
I will. Kieran taps on the window and Niall opens the door. Jamie races toward me when he sees me leave the sedan. My brother pulls me against him and uses his body to shield me from Kieran's sight.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, Jamie. Kieran lowers his window,
We'll contact you in 3 days to set up the next meeting.
Bye. I silently mouth.
Everyone inside. Blue and Isabel are desperate to see Westland and Ellison,
Thane says. Isabel gives me the we will talk later eyes before she hugs me. Thank God you came back to us safely. The entire Brotherhood has been in a state of chaos.
I understand it's the last thing either of you feel like doing right now, but the Council needs to question you about the abduction.
Thane is eager to get answers for his questions. Isabel releases her hold on me. Can they wait until tomorrow? It's late, and both of them are exhausted. Thane doesn't know it yet, but I have no intentions of being questioned now or later. Thane looks at Ellison.
Is that what you want? To come back for debriefing tomorrow instead of getting it over with tonight?
I haven't slept. I'd probably be more help if we waited, since I'm not sure I'm thinking straight right now. Poor Ellison. I hate so badly that she was a wreck while I was having the time of my life. Can you give them something for sleep? Blue asks. I'm not surprised. Blue was abducted and held captive by Kieran's uncle not long ago. She had a lot of trouble sleeping after she came home. I have some mild sedatives at the infirmary. Jamie can keep his sleeping pills. Nothing for me. I don't need anything but a bed.
You're sure? You could take half of it if you don't want to be fully sedated.
Positive. Westland needs her rest, and I'm sure she'll do that best at her flat. I'll see her home. Isabel is dying to get me alone so that she can ask what happened. Thane puts his arms around me.
I'm sorry we didn't protect you. It's unforgivable.
Don't give it another thought. I'm fine. Thane pulls away and looks at my face.
You're fine?
I was treated very well by the Hendry family. Like one of their own. Because I am one of their own.
That's not the impression I got from the oldest son.
Oh, Kieran, what did you say to my family during that meeting? I don't know what Kieran said to you to give you that impression, but he was good to me. No need for a debriefing, nothing to tell. I can see that I've shocked Thane.
Well, that changes things.
I'm exhausted. Am I free to go home?
Of course.
He hugs me once more.
We're very glad to have you home safely.
Isabel is silent until we get into her car.
Eventful weekend, eh?
That's a total understatement.
Are you a claimed woman?
I am a very claimed woman. Her smile is broad.
Are you a happily claimed woman?
I am very happy.
Oh, darling, I'm thrilled to hear that. It was everything you hoped for.
Everything and more. I bite my bottom lip, trying to hide my grin. So much more.
That's wonderful. You really like Lennox's son?
I do, and I don't understand how.
He kidnapped me, threatened me, manhandled me. I wanted nothing more than to see him dead. And then I wanted nothing more than to see him naked.
He's a very handsome man. So sexy. That body, and the things he does with it.
Just like his father.
Isabel said that she'd known Lennox for a long time. I think something may have gone on between them. Yes, Kieran definitely looks a lot like his father.
The claiming went well.
Well doesn't even begin to describe it.
Maybe too well. I didn't want Kieran to bring me back early.
Why did he bring you back early? There's trouble within the Order, and they mean to end it tonight. He felt I would be safer here while they tend to business. His decision to bring you home to protect you is a wise one. It shows that he's more concerned with your safety than with his image.
I hadn't thought of that.
Are you going to tell Thane that you have been claimed?
No, I don't want it to cause unnecessary problems.
Jamie would flip the fuck out if he knew that Kieran had officially claimed me before the marriage treaty was finalized. I'm planning to keep things uncomplicated. I'll simply volunteer to be the treaty bride.
You don't think your motive will be questioned?
Maybe, but I'll just say that Ellison isn't fellowship, and this isn't her responsibility. If anyone says anything about Ivana, I'll explain that I want to protect my sister. I'm confident that I won't be drilled about it.
Sounds like you have a solid plan.
I want to thank you for going to Lennox and Kieran after their meeting with the council. Everything you said to Kieran changed the path that he and I have taken together. I'm glad it has worked out for the best. I love you, and I want to see you happy. I don't know Kieran yet, but I think we can be happy together. We've both agreed to try. We want this marriage to be real. That's a better start than some of us get. Isabel drops me off at my flat, and the first thing I do is shower and prepare for bedtime. I lie in bed watching television, typically one of my favorite shows, but my head isn't in it. I turn off the television and lie there, tossing and turning for what feels like forever. No way I'm going to be able to sleep. Kieran dropped me off 6 hours ago. I'm certain that whatever happened with the Order members has gone down, and I don't know if he's dead or alive. I'm losing my mind with worry for him. I'm losing my mind with lust for him. I know it's irrational, and I don't understand how it's possible, but I miss Kieran. I want to be with him. I want him beside me. But those aren't the only irrational feelings I'm having. Kieran stole me, and I liked it. He told me I was beautiful, and I liked it. He took my virginity, and I liked it. A lot. He calls me wife, and I love it. Captor becomes intended, becomes lover, becomes husband. Something is very wrong with that picture, and something is very wrong with me for being okay with it. Maybe I'm just fucked up in the head from being raised by a monster for a father. A stupid woman who's desperate for love and affection from a man, and he's the first to show me any. Maybe I'm dick-obsessed, because I damn sure can't stop thinking about Kieran's and when I'm going to get it inside me again. Maybe I have Stockholm Syndrome. Captive falls in love with her captor. He steals the woman, but in the process he also steals her heart. That's a thing. Perhaps a mental disorder, but still a thing. Doesn't matter what kind of fucked up label you put on me. I want him. I pick up my phone and scroll through my favorites list. Kieran placed his contact at the top, and I love that he labeled himself as my intended. It's sweet. I don't want to interrupt him while he's busy taking care of problems, but I want to know that he's okay. I need to know. Being in the dark about his safety is killing me. Weslin, I'm worried. Please let me know you're okay when you can. His reply is immediate. Kieran, all is well. Overseeing cleanup. Almost done. Cleanup. That means he killed people tonight. He's going to be troubled by what he's done. In pain. His soul tortured. I think he needs me. I want him to need me. And I know that I need him. Weslin, come to me. Let me help you shut everything off for a while. 1 minute goes by, and another. 3 more and no reply. Have I pushed too hard? Too fast? Maybe I shouldn't have reached out and suggested that he'd have a need to shut everything off. Maybe he'll see that as my calling him weak. Kieran.
Be there in 30.
I sigh with relief. Weslin. I'll be waiting.
Chapter 13. Kieran Hendry. Weslin Breckenridge. She could have used this time away from me to try and figure out a way to avoid our reunion. She could have run away and escaped her fate as my wife. But she didn't. Instead, she has reached out to me at a time when I need her most. I think she may understand me better than I understand myself. I don't want to retreat into myself to that lonesome place. I want to retreat into her, make her my refuge from my wicked evil doings. Fuck, I need her. This woman, she's the light to my dark, the angel to my devil, the quiet to my storm, the key to my prison. She opens the door when I arrive at her flat, and I say nothing when I enter and take her in my arms. I hold her tightly, breathing in her scent as though my body might absorb some of her goodness and make me less murderous and vile. I need this, her, in my life so fucking much. I lessen my hold and pull away so I can hold her face in my hands. look at her eyes. You're the angel who possesses the power to ease my hell. She comes up on her tiptoes and presses a kiss to my mouth before taking my hand in hers.
Come with me.
I follow her into her bedroom. Lit candles are twinkling around the room. Their illuminations waltzing with one another on the walls. A soft croon is coming from the corner of the room. Not a song that I know, but it's clearly meant for lovers. Stop in the middle of Westland's bedroom and pull her against me, my hand on her lower back. Dance with me. She smiles and places one of her tiny hands on my shoulder, while the other cups inside mine at our chests. Her body leans against mine, and together we move to a song that sounds like making love in the form of music. I've never danced with a woman this way, but I like it. The song ends, and another begins, another soft, romantic tune. I grasp Westland's chin and lift, forcing her to look at me. I want to lose myself in you. Forget the blood and gore and carnage. She nods.
You can have me any way you need me.
I tug her toward the bed, and she follows without hesitation. We're standing at the bedside when she glides her hands up my chest, pushes my jacket from my shoulders, and tosses it to the chair in the corner. She moves to my tie next, sliding the knot down. I reach for my top button, but she steals my hand.
I want to undress you.
She brings my fingers to her mouth, kissing them.
I want to do everything for you tonight.
And you will, doll, as long as I ultimately remain in control. I can't ever lose control. The last button of my shirt is unfastened, and I think she's done until she moves to my cufflinks. Times like this, I hate wearing these kinds of clothes. It would be so much simpler to pull a t-shirt over my head, drop a pair of jeans and get down to shagging. A jeans and t-shirt guy. That's not who I am. I'll never be that guy. Westland pushes my shirt from my shoulders and tosses it to the chair to join my jacket. Her mouth drags wet kisses across my chest while her hands explore my pecs. My cock twitches when she bites one of my nipples and then flicks her tongue over it. She unfastens my pants and lowers the pull tab of the zipper before looking up at me and licking her lips. My cock strains to be released, to get to her, inside her. She comes up on her tiptoes and presses a kiss to my mouth. Her plump pink lips, a hint of sweet wine still lingering, taste delicious against my mouth. I can't help but wonder what it would feel like to have them wrapped tight around my cock. I kick out of my shoes when her hands slide into the sides of my pants and boxer briefs. I almost wince when she grips my hips, digging her nails into my flesh. My intended takes her time undressing me, looking at and touching almost every inch of my body. It's both agony and delight. Every muscle in my body is tense as sexual desire slowly eclipses restraint. This woman is driving me mad and pushing me beyond the edge of self-control. I love kissing Westland, enjoying the taste of her mouth, delighting in the feel of her tongue against mine. But I end our kiss because my cock is greedy. He wants his turn with that pouty mouth. I'll take a single step back and sit on the edge of the bed, looking at Westland in that virgin white nightgown, her nipples pushing through the thin fabric, makes me erection throb. I want my fiancée to get on her knees and suck my cock. Fear flashes in her eyes, but it's quickly replaced with fiery passion. My cock twitches when she lowers herself to the floor and kneels before me. Grasping the back of her head, I pull her closer. I grab my dick at the base and rub it back and forth against her bottom lip, spreading the milky white fluid. Lick it. She looks up at me with hooded, submissive eyes, and the tip of my dick trickles more pre-cum. I'm filled with ecstasy when she doesn't hesitate to obey my command. She licks it again and again without even being told to. I massage the back of her neck, giving her praise. Such a good lass. Now, put it in your mouth and suck. She opens wide and takes the head into her mouth, bobbing up and down my length. Her tongue is soft, wet and sensual against the underside of my throbbing cock.
Her hand moves up my legs, and she lightly cups my balls from the bottom, massaging one of them between her fingers. Fucking tingles run up my spine, and I can't contain the moan building at the back of my throat. Oh, Wes, fuck. She briefly breaks off and licks her lips before taking it into her mouth again, this time so deeply that she gags and tears stream down her face, but she doesn't stop, and I'm captivated by the sight
of my dick in her mouth.
Her mouth feels amazing, but I'm ready to slide into her wet pussy, because that's where babies are made. I don't want to come in your mouth. She instantly stops on command. I love the way she obeys without hesitation. Such a good girl. Take off your gown. And she does. She's not wearing knickers, so she's completely bare for me to look at after the gown is gone. I can't believe that you're mine, that I get to have you for the rest of our lives. I want to feel her slick juices gliding all over my cock, but not before I taste them. Lie down on the bed. She climbs on her bed and lies on her back, knees pressed together. Spread your legs. I want to look at you. I stare at her pussy. Despite the dim lighting from the candle, I can see that it's gleaming, wet and slick, just as I had imagined. I slide two fingers into her, and the tip of my dick trickles a little when I feel the warm moisture between her legs. Her body responds. The arch in her back deepens, and so does her breathing. I move to kneel on the bed between her legs, and my mouth dives into her sweet pussy. I flatten my tongue and move it up and down through her center, careful to only graze her clit. I want this to be a slow burn, but she has other plans. Her hips move in counterpoint against my mouth, so my tongue will hit that sensitive spot at the top of her slit. My girl is horny and isn't being timid about going after what she needs. I like her aggressiveness. I think I'll reward her. I flick my tongue against her clit and then suck it hard. Her hips tilt upward, giving me more of her pussy to lick and suck. And I know in this moment that I own more than just this orgasm I'm about to give her. Weslin is mine. She has taken my cock, and next she'll take my name. That puts me on top of the fucking world. I press my mouth between her legs and show her what it means to be mine by alternating sucking and licking and flicking my tongue against her clit. I question if her backbone is going to break with the way she's tilting her hips upward and curling her shoulders so that she can watch my mouth devour her. She caresses the top of my head and our eyes lock. Panted breath moving through parted lips, hooded eyes, wrinkled brow. I love the I'm about to come so fucking hard face she's making. Oh, God. She fists my hair, and her hips buck while her body jolts. Wet floods my mouth, and I taste her orgasm so fucking delicious. I can't help but lap up every drop. Her panting slows, and her tense muscles become relaxed. That's when I know that her orgasm has come to an end. I crawl over her and brush my lips against hers, before giving her a slow kiss to coax her back to me from whatever blissful place she's gone to. Our kiss is slow and soft and sweet. I do so to offset the commands I gave her earlier about going down on her knees and sucking my dick. Her eyes flutter, connecting with mine, and I see so much more than flecks of green and brown and gold. I'm looking at my future. My wife, the mother of my children. I take her hand and bring it to my chest over my heart. Machray. She smiles and transfers my hand to her chest. Machray. I nestle between her legs and position the tip of my dick at her opening. My erection pulsates with longing when I feel the hot moisture. It's like her pussy is calling my dick home where it belongs. I slowly sink into her. Her walls stretching to accommodate my every inch. Her pussy is paradise, nirvana, and ecstasy all rolled into one. I swear I could stay balls deep inside it forever. She hooks her ankles behind my back and uses them to coax me in deeper. Not that I really need encouragement. If you can use me to fuck away your pain, then do it. Her words permeate my skin and penetrate my heart.
I don't want to do that to you.
It's okay. If you need to, I want to make it better for you.
I don't want to cause you pain in order to ease my own.
I stopped moving, then cupped the side of her face.
Just being here with you like this makes it better.
I slowly pulled back and thrust into her gently. Every thrust is methodical and deliberate, making me very aware of the way my cock is stretching her still virgin tight pussy. Her body molds against mine, we become one.
Oh, Kieran.
I love the sound of my name on her lips, but especially when it's said with so much passion. I press my forehead to hers.
Tell me that you're mine. Tell me that I'm the only one, and there'll never be another.
Her hands come up and grasp the sides of my face.
I belong to you. Only you. No one else.
My semen-filled balls contract, sending my seed out through my cock and into her womb. My release is powerful like an explosion. I don't think I've ever come so hard. I wrap my arm around her waist and pin her down, filling her with every drop I have. My hands find hers and we move them between our chests. This time, we say the words together. Machray. I stay inside her until I soften and slide out. Can I stay with you tonight?
I'd like to see you try to leave me.
I roll off her and lie on my back. I pull her body against mine, and she nuzzles her face against my beaten heart, with her leg thrown over my midsection. I kiss the top of her head.
Good night, doll.
Good night.
Awake, and I'm wrapped around Weslin, the complete opposite of the way we were when we fell asleep. Odd. I don't remember waking and shifting into this position at all, probably because I sleep so well when she's by my side. She stretches and yawns, wiggling her bum against my cock. I chuckle. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Weslin laces her fingers through mine and forms a fist with our two hands.
How do you feel?
Well rested. No nightmares. No flashbacks of that murderous bloody scene from last night.
Me too.
It's Monday. We need to go to the registrar's office and give notice of our intent to marry. I don't want to wait a single day longer than necessary. We have to start planning a wedding. One big enough to accommodate guests from three brotherhoods.
There's a lot of people, but Isabel is the queen of event planning. I know she'll be happy to help.
What about your mum?
You're a leader. My mum will be over the moon happy about this wedding, but warning, she's pretentious. She likes everything to be over the top.
I'm not a fan of pretentious. And you don't?
Not really.
Weslin is down to earth and doesn't seem to care how much money we have. It's one of the things I like so much about her. When will I meet Tori?
I was thinking we'd wait until after your meeting with the Fellowship Council and it's official.
It's already official. The Fellowship Council just doesn't yet know that it's official.
I've been thinking about the meeting, and I think we don't tell the Council that you've already claimed me.
No fucking way. I won't risk this falling through. All of this is fucking with my nerves. I won't rest until I know that my bairn is inside her.
It won't fall through. We would tell them the truth if it looked like it was. I just think it would go a long way with the Council to hear that you didn't force anything.
I didn't force you to do anything. You freely gave yourself to me.
That's not what I mean. I think it would cause less strife if they have the impression that you're going to claim me after the treaty agreement. I think they'll feel more respected, and that's good for everyone involved.
I don't want to go into this meeting and even entertain the idea of marrying Ellison or your sister.
That would feel so wrong. You won't. I'm going to step forward and volunteer.
She didn't just now come up with this idea. You have all of this already figured out, don't you?
I know Thane and Sin and Jamie. Trust me. This is the way this should be handled for a smooth transaction.
My wife-to-be has a head for managing brotherhood affairs. She's highly intelligent. Reminds me so much of Mum. I don't like it. I'm used to taking whatever I want. But I'll do this for you, because it's the way you'd like it to go. I want you to be happy.
And I want you to be happy.
I know one thing that would make me very happy.
I bet it's the same thing that would make me very happy.
Weslin releases my hand, and I move it to cup her between her legs.